Salam Tovim, everyone. Good afternoon. It's Jonathan Levy, Adam Hajibai here, and we also have today a special guest, Chaim Levtov. Chaim is a licensed mental health counselor.
Yes, sir.
He has simicha from our very own Rabbi Ben Chaim, and he operates out of Jerusalem, Israel, with his own practice. And he's going to share some ideas with us today on something very, very meaningful with our parasha, right?
Exactly, and with a small psychology bent to it also. So thank you guys for having me. So I just want to share with you guys a really quick idea, which is this week's parasha talks about the gossiper, an individual who speaks negatively about other people. And the Torah says and it describes basically his punishment for speaking negatively about other people is, the lashon of the Torah is badad yeshiv chutz ha-machane. He should sit in solitude outside of the camp. So, but the simple understanding of that is that since he's a person who is saying negative things about other people and pushing other people away, so his immediate punishment is going to be to also sit away and sit away out of the community. But I think on a deeper level, also on a psychological level, I think part of the reason why God instructed for this to be his like tikkun, so to speak, is because in order to live a meaningful life of knowing where you're headed, you have to have time in solitude. You have to have time where you basically, you know, take a little break from the natural and consistent stimuli that's happening throughout your entire life, even the natural interactions you have with other people, and to give yourself a little bit of headspace, you know, to think and to reframe and to realign yourselves with your values. So I'll tell you, I mean, just on a counseling level, I was, you know, having a session with one of my clients this week, and there's a certain really strong struggle he's really going through, which he told me that meditation for him really has been helping him a lot. And I was thinking, I'm like, you know, why is meditation so powerful? And I think a lot of it has to do with what we're talking about now, is because when a person, you know, takes even literally 3 minutes of his day to sit in his car by himself, you know, to be away from your phone, to be away even from the people who you speak to all the time, and just to have time with yourself and with God, I think you're able to really, you know, bring yourself a little grounding on your day-to-day life, and you're able to see things a little clearly and to be able to give yourself a little bit more, you know, clarity on what you're seeing.
I think on the flip side, there's to prove the point, you see people that are depressed are constantly trying to run away
exactly
from having any exactly time for contemplation. So like someone who's depressed will pursue things that substances or drinks that'll like alcohol or drugs to get them
or out, sex.
Yeah. Or sex or anything that gets them out of the immediate like solitude out of that necessary contemplation and allows them to just kind of run away. Also with anything, with people that they party too much, every time they could spend some time alone, they need the stimulation, potentially because it's too difficult for them to bear spending time with themselves alone.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's a sign of someone who needs to spend time with them alone when you see them purposefully avoiding doing so.
Absolutely. You know, there's a whole sect of Hasidut called the Breslov Movement, right? Exactly, right. And Rabbi Nachman talked a lot about Hitbodedut, and he put it more in the front. I actually wrote a research paper on Hitbodedut. That was my senior year research paper, and it was 15 pages. You should have a lot of patience to read it. But he basically talks about talking to God in a very natural and genuine way. But, you know, a lot of, you know, psychologists now are also, you know, seeing this, what the Hasidic master wrote so long ago, and saying how it has also so many psychological effects and benefits of just giving yourself a little bit of time and time to think, time to...
Also lets you, like, let out, like, whatever's, like, on your mind, whatever's going through, you just kind of...
So a lesson from today would be the importance of being able to sit still with yourself and contemplate. How the person who says Lashon Hara about other people, maybe they've never sat by themselves. Maybe they're so carried away with how good they are that they're very comfortable saying evil things about other people. But if they were to just sit and contemplate themselves a little bit, they would realize that that's all, like there's no point. Why would they be speaking Lashon Hara?
Exactly, exactly. Guys, this is awesome. Thank you guys. Chazal Baruch. Kaddish.
Chazal Baruch.